Kristen McQuarrie is an editorial writer and columnist at the Chicago Tribune, longtime member of our Mincing Rascals, at least once upon a time.
Until she broke up with us.
And then she found other things to do. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, are you speaking in, like, the Thomas Jefferson vernacular?
No, that was me just getting all wound up.
Okay, yay.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm surprised. I guess I'm not surprised, but this whole Lincoln Yards thing to me at first seemed just kind of wonky for the people that even know what a tax increment financing district is. And lo and behold, everybody seems to get their head around it. We're going to give a couple billion dollars in tax concessions to a developer who is going to build something that's going to cost around $6 billion. Is the issue about this development on the Northwest side that we shouldn't be doing that at all, or is it the size of the development? What's got you bugged in your column today?
What has me bugged is that TIF districts, the vehicle that they want to use to spur economic development, their original intent was for blighted areas. The TIF district allows developers to come in and have their property taxes, their assessments, basically frozen for 23 years. And whatever they spend as the value of the property grows, whatever is owed, gets pumped back into the TIF district. So basically they get their property assessments frozen, and then whatever money they put into their own project increases its own value. So that's money that is lost to school districts and libraries and everyone else who would normally get to appreciate the value of the growth in that property.
What would they say to that, Kristen? I mean, I understand why TIF districts, at least on paper, exist. And you're right, to help pump private dollars into areas that won't otherwise go. But if you have these concessions, then it makes more attractive. That area was going to be developed no matter what. That's prime commercial real estate. So why did we give it to them?
I mean, that's the big question. They will say that in this case, they are going to invest money in everyday infrastructure that the public is going to get to use. Three new bridges over the Chicago River, a huge redesign of an intersection that's really clogged over there. So it's not like they are just going to be buying planters to make their own little property look pretty. They are going to do some massive infrastructure that otherwise taxpayers would have to bear. My problem with that is that we're still talking about very specific sides of the city and restraining tax dollars that would go to CPS, which affects the south side and my side of the city and my property tax dollars. I'm never going to use these intersections. I'll probably never even see Lincoln Yards. But they are going to get a huge property tax break along with this other development that is going to spread the tax burden around to the rest of Chicago. I just think it's an old economic development tool that gets abused, and to me this is an example of that.
When we did the Missing Rascals, Justin Kaufman was in today, and he said that it was almost a density issue for him. It's going to too much alter the way people live in that part of the city. It's just too much there. Is that a concern of yours or no?
It is. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me to allow so much more density and to justify it by unclogging intersections that are going to be even worse once you add all that density. So, I mean, there was talk at one point of having like a public park and more open space, and they never really came around on that issue. It's already a dense area, and so you're going to make it more dense and then throw everybody a bone by redoing some of the roadways that encourages more traffic. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, they're on the hook for a couple $100 million. It's not like they don't have some skin in the game that we would all benefit from, right?
Well, if you live on the north side, I suppose, they do have skin in the game, but they're not going to walk away from this project. This is probably one of the most attractive pieces of real estate possibly in the country, maybe in the top 20. And so the idea that we have to throw so much, we're talking about like $900 million in tax incentives to a company that is going to make a ton of money off of this project. I just don't know that they really ever got around to completely justifying it.
Respond to this. This is a private developer who wants to put people to work, build up an area that's sitting vacant, and they are putting millions and billions of dollars of their own money into it. This is private investment that, of course, needs some sort of public assistance. If you build a football stadium, they'll build you your on-ramps. So that land is just sitting there, Kristen. Why should we not encourage this kind of private investment?
We should encourage private investment. I'm saying that the natural marketplace That land would be purchased and bought and developed. Why do we have to entice private development, give them a TIF district that's going to freeze their property taxes for the next 23 years?
Okay,
and again, that's not blighted. Go back to the original intent of the law. We're not talking about the South Side or the old steelworks plant that needs redevelopment. We're talking about some of the most hipster, attractive real estate in the city.
Are you going to take back the Schaumburg Yards thing that you put in your column?
No, actually, I stole that from Alderman Osterman, so that doesn't even belong to me. That's his, but there is some criticism that it just doesn't have a lot of character, the development, but really, I'm only caring about the bottom line.
These planned developments always have a planned feel to them, and it might be slick and awesome. I mean, because of course it is, right? I mean, the Riverwalk that they're developing out my window looks really slick, but also Disneyland would approve of the sort of stuff they're laying down there, and that's just the way it goes. So I don't know what to make of the aesthetics, right? If it's going to look new and coordinated, I don't know that we need to bristle at that.
Not necessarily. I mean, you must also like the streets of Woodfield, which is like, you know, kind of a manufactured townhome-looking development in the middle of a bunch of expressways. And I honestly, I don't care so much about how it looks.
Yeah.
I just think TIF districts, original intent, blighted property.
Okay,
and
so
they have been buying property. They've been buying property since maybe like 2015 or 2014 at the site. So this has been a long-term plan for Sterling Bay.
Last question then. Are we having this conversation if they hadn't exercised that, if they weren't using it as a TIF district?
I wouldn't care.
Then the
I
money,
care.
Because
I,
then the
I,
money comes to the schools and everybody else, right? And you don't live there, so it's not your problem.
Right. And they'll argue that this is not tax dollars. It's their own money that they get to reinvest in the project. But it's money that would otherwise go to taxing bodies that, because it isn't, the burden gets spread around to the rest of the city.
We've invited them to join us on the show. I hope they can next week. First thing, I'll ask them to respond to some of the things you've said, Kristen. It's always a pleasure to hear you and read you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to the Sterling Bay's response.
That's hopefully going to come up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometime next week.